says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks, just ran out of song there. This is Kelso here in North Dakota, least visited state in America, and really one of the nicest places, too. Stay away, unless you're one of the, unless you're a great patriot, which all of you are listening to this show. But everybody else who's not listening to this show, please stay away. This is James Kelso, your host, a live show. And you're invited to join the merriment at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we have only a brief hour together here, so let's have some fun. Before I begin, just in the preliminaries here, I want to do this, make this a much more regular part of my housekeeping. Preliminaries is please contribute to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're probably on the website right now. Look at the buttons where you can contribute. Do it. And if you would please mention this show when you make a contribution, every time you make a contribution, so that the genius who created the Republic Broadcasting Network, John Stapmiller, knows that this show is doing its part in contributing to the network. All right, let's get started. And let's look for, well, let me go to one of my favorite places of all. And you know what that is? That's the Twitter account of Donald John Trump. And let's see if I, in the browser that I'm in, that's not happening right now. So let's go to another browser. And there it is, Twitter, real Donald J. Trump. Some browsers make you open another window. Other browsers, like Firefox, will host the Twitter site. And I'm looking, I guess, I don't know what I'm in right now. Chrome, maybe? Chrome is handling it. Bing, for whatever reason, doesn't like Twitter. And they push you off into another window. I can live with that, but why they do it? I mean, I know why they do it. They're competing. All righty. The most recent tweets of the president, he's got a bunch of retweets. They don't give you a timing on retweets, so you don't know exactly when the retweet occurred, as far as I can see it. But the president tweeted 3 hours ago. Well, there's a retweet. And he's got a lot of retweeting going on here. He's liking Louis Gohmert. He's liking Mark Meadows. We're liking them too. He's liking Jim Jordan. Now, this is kind of neat, is it not, folks? Donald Trump has clearly made the connection with the Freedom Caucus among Republicans in the U.S. House. So he's retweeting Mark Meadows, Mark Gates, Jim Jordan, Louis Gohmert. These are the good guys in Congress. And that's good to know that these are the people Donald Trump respects, listens to, talks with. Let's go back down here a little bit more. And see if we can get to Devin Nunes, another one of the good guys in the House Freedom Caucus. Now, this is the party that Donald Trump has needed all along, the House Freedom Caucus. Those folks are the kind of Republicans that Donald Trump needed in a Republican team. They only were about 30 or so people out of how many Republican congressmen? I'll think of it in just a second. Here's Tom Fitton, again, the head of Judicial Watch. Donald Trump is paying attention to Tom Fitton. And so we're getting a connection now. The people who really like Donald Trump is really liking them. That's the connection we've needed all along. And that's not something that would happen overnight. It took a while for Donald Trump, for everything to shake out. Find out who doesn't perform, who doesn't even agree with you, who's not even on your team. And then again, who are the performers and really on your team? Takes a while. Here's a Drudge report. Donald Trump's plugged into Matt Drudge. Jeanine Pirro. Wow, all the same people we love. Gee. Ronna McDaniel, we love her. Ronna Romney of McDaniel, the niece of Mitt Romney, boy, she came out differently than her uncle. Maria Bartiromo. He's retweeting Maria Bartiromo. Boy, he's tweeting up a storm today. Here's Mark Levin, another guy we love. And here's a tweet 4 hours ago. I'll tell you what, I'm just looking at it now. Donald Trump tweeted up a storm today, is what I'm getting the impression. I'm only 4 hours into it. 4 hours back, and I think I've gone through 20 or more tweets. I just spoke to Lou Dobbs. We'll be doing a very interesting show tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business. Well, thank goodness that show's already over. Otherwise, I'd be turning you over to a show I'd be switching you off of this show onto another show. But 6 p.m. Eastern, that was Lou Dobbs on Fox Business. So that's going to produce a heck of a nice YouTube audio. We'll make sure to glom onto that. Here is 5 hours ago, the president says, Melania and I are honored to host the 2019 White House Easter Egg Roll. And here's somebody standing on the balcony of the White House with Melania, who is impersonating the Easter Bunny. I love it. Charles Lindbergh, when he was a little boy, was on the lawn of the White House for the Easter Egg Roll with his father, who was a U.S. congressman from Minnesota. And also Charles A. Lindbergh. Same initials as his son. And they were there for President Taft's, Howard Taft's, Easter Egg Roll. So that was one of the earliest memories of Charles Lindbergh. Boy, I'm going to embarrass myself because I don't remember exactly the Taft presidential years, but it was around the year 1907. Help me, folks. Was Taft president in 1907? That's when Lindbergh was there. Maybe 1909. Here's 6 hours ago. Here's a great, I mean, these are getting very philosophical, these Trump statements. He's got he's going wild today. Here's Lou Dobbs. Listen to this from the president. How does he do it? 6 hours ago, he writes, "Isn't it amazing that the people who were closest to me by far and knew the campaign better than anyone were never even called to testify before Mueller? The reason is that the 18 angry Democrats knew they would all say no collusion and say only very good things. So see, don't call them. Don't produce any record of people saying good things about Donald Trump, verifying what Donald Trump is saying. Don't produce a record of that. Go interview instead somebody that you've got on the ropes over bad taxes, bad business, bankruptcy, trouble from 10 years ago, 15 years ago, got him over a barrel. Tell him we're going to put you in jail unless you say something bad about Donald Trump. Make something up. Give us, see, but show us what you got. Show us what you got, Cohen. Cohen, I guess. Show us what you got. If it's good, hey, we'll take a few years off your time in Sing Sing. That's disgusting. That's not justice. That's KGB. That's Lubyanka prison. That's Lavrenti Beria. Oh, wait a minute. Beria Bob Mueller, kissing cousin of Lavrenti Beria. Boy, we go back. Byron York's got a good section. He's got some very good commentary on Fox. This is like a feast here. Okay, here's a nice tweet. This is like an Easter egg hunt. All the goodies that are turning up here. Look under this bush over here. Here's a nice Easter egg. Spoke to the Prime Minister of Italy. This is 7 hours ago from Donald Trump to you. Giuseppe Conte. Mostly concerning immigration, taxes, trade, and the economy of both of our countries. Very good call. Now, who is Giuseppe Conte? Well, he's one of the Italian Donald Trumps. Inspired by Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is inspired by him. Hey, folks. Populism, nationalism is coming to a theater near you. All over the world. The European world. Here's a great tweet. Why didn't somebody else write this? Took Donald Trump to write. I haven't heard anybody else say this. How do you impeach... This is a tweet from we're back in yesterday now, but this is after our show. How do you impeach a Republican president for a crime that was committed by the Democrats? Great question. from a great mind. Here's a tweet from yesterday. No, this is retweeted from yesterday. That tweet I just read from you is a retweet today. Such a good tweet. We're only 9 hours back in today. I think Donald Trump may have set a new record for how many tweets can you make in a single day. 9 hours ago, he tweets this. My friend Herman Cain, a truly wonderful man, has asked me not to nominate him for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board. I will respect his wishes. Herman is a great American who truly loves our country. Now that's, you know, there you go. Here's another casualty of the demon rats. They're going after Herman Cain mercilessly. And Herman Cain, gentleman that he is, patriot that he is, truly wonderful man, as Donald Trump writes. He gets himself out of the way. The president takes him out, takes his nomination out. But that Herman Cain would have been a great Federal Reserve Board governor. And take this away from that, folks. Who did Donald Trump nominate to the Federal Reserve Board? Look at the kind of people he's nominating. Stephen Moore. He's nominating excellent patriots. So everybody who's thinking that the Federal Reserve Board runs the country, wait a minute. It's not looking that way right now. Donald Trump's putting patriots on the Federal Reserve Board. Maybe the Federal Reserve Board doesn't run the country. And so on. Here's a great one. Donald Trump, 11 hours, writes, congratulations, with a graphic of Wolf Blitzer interviewing Bernie Sanders. And the headline is this. The president's comment is congratulations. And the headline is CNN ratings continue to plummet to all year low. CNN, and this is a story where it's on Tucker Carlson's website, the Daily Caller, website that he founded. Let's read this article. This is too good. This is too fun. CNN had its lowest primetime weekly ratings overall and in the key age demographic last week, according to Nielsen Media. From April 8th to 12th, the network only averaged an audience of 690,000 people. Hey, that's smaller than our audience on this show. Or something. Their coverage last week included they hit this low of 690,000 people, even though they had three presidential town halls with supposedly hot demon rat interview subjects, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, and former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro. Let's see how MSNBC, instead of averaging 690,000, averaged 1.6 million. Fox News was at 2.4 million. 2.4 million. In other words, Fox News, Patriot News has a bigger audience than MSNBC and CNN combined. I love it. I got more. Come back for this. You're going to love the next one for a laugh. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain.
Here we are back, and speaking of a line of work that don't take no diploma, I was just looking up CNN, and the good news I was going to give you after the break here is that CNN was surpassed in the ratings by, I think, the Food Network, and a bunch of other channels, cable channels, that so CNN is in the toilet. Now, here's an interesting little sidelight. CNN was founded by Ted Turner as the cable news network. And Ted Turner started out his career as a young Republican. He went to Brown University, joined the Young Republicans, and majored at Brown in classics. And here's a great quip. His father said, "I almost puked." And it was his father that gave him a start, a small start, toward becoming a billionaire, very similar to Donald Trump. His father had a worth of only $1 million and owned a or maybe that's the steak that he gave Ted in a billboard business. But he's very smart. He was called the Mouth of the South, even though he's born in Cincinnati. But the Mouth of the South, Cincinnati's kind of almost in the South, actually. And just across the Ohio River there, and from Kentucky. So he is, he began buying radio stations, and quite an incredible career. I have met him one time. He lived with Jane Fonda, only about two blocks from my apartment in Santa Monica. And I would rollerblade on the bike path down on the Santa Monica beach. I would rollerblade a lot. And, well, that's when I ran into Jane and Ted Turner. They were married at the time. They were married from 1991 to 2001. And I came up behind him on my rollerblades, and I didn't recognize him from behind. But boy, those voices, Jane Fonda and Ted Turner, you recognize them instantly. So I cruised behind them for a while. They were jogging on the bike path on the beach there in the morning. And listened to them for a while. And then I pulled up alongside of them and said, hi. And that's my Jane Fonda, Ted Turner moment. All right, let's go back to the article here that was so fun. That is this. CNN ratings plummeting at the Daily Caller. That's where we were reading this. Okay, they were behind the Home and Garden TV ahead of CNN, USA Network, and TBS. Oh, and CNN finished 15th. Also behind Discovery Channel, behind the Food Network, behind TLC, behind A&E. Their ratings have continued to drop following the conclusion of the Mueller report. This is all too beautiful. Let me go over here to my caller board and see if any of you are calling in out of excitement about this. It appears likely they might have a difficult time bouncing back after investing 2 years of heavy coverage on the investigation into the Trump campaign's alleged collusion with the Kremlin. Yeah, folks, they climbed in the toilet, reached up, and yanked on the handle. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Ah, couldn't happen to nicer guys. All righty, that's a great story. No callers right now, so if you want to call in, lines are open. Just call in 800-313-9443, and you can expound. We're going through the Donald Trump tweets, and there's so many of them. Let me see. Let me count the ways. Let me see how many tweets the president has today, if I may, with your forbearance. He started tweeting 13 hours ago today, and he has tweeted 1, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 tweets so far, folks. 22, 23, 4, 5, 26, 27. Come on, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. 37, 38, beautiful picture of Melania. 39, 40 tweets. Then came the day 41, 42 tweets, and he's just getting warmed up. The day is young. We'll be right back. Fast,
and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Open 800-313-9443. And we just have fun. I'll tell you what, Donald Trump's on a tear. 32 tweets. We've got four more hours here for Donald Trump to tweet some more. And all some great tweets. Look at this tweet. How about this? They're all great. Of course, the Easter egg roll. Here's Louie Gohmert. And Donald Trump retweets this from Louie Gohmert, the great Texas congressman. "What I have accumulated," tweets Gohmert, "is absolutely shocking upon the realization that Mueller's disreputable, twisted history speaks to the character of the man placed in a position to attempt to legalize a coup against a lawfully elected president." This is very good statement there from Louie Gohmert. He says a lot. But he's confirming what we've been saying on this show right from the beginning. Robert Mueller is a hitman. That's what he's been doing. He's a deep state hitman. He was FBI director. He's a cover-up man. He's a whitewash man. He made sure that the 9/11, the truth about 9/11, was never discussed. never. He's the head of the FBI on September 11th, 2001. He's the head. He's the top law enforcement official in the United States. He's got, at the time, I don't know how many, but I think about 30,000 agents in the FBI and pretty much unlimited budget. How much investigating of 9/11 did Barry or Bob Mueller? None. None. He did cover-up only. Greatest crime in American history to that moment. Now, in the latest greatest crime in American history, the failed but nearly successful coup d'etat against our greatest president. Once again, Barry or Bob Mueller, hitman, cover-up artist, nasty piece of work. And Louis Gohmert says that. Disreputable, there's a good adjective for him. Twisted, fits the man. And who placed him in a position to attempt to legalize a coup against a lawfully elected president? Who did that dirty work? Let's see. Can we recall the name of that great man? Rod the Rat Rodenstein? Yep, that's the great man who, out of all the people in the world, and who the day before, think about this, think about the how cheeky these deep state people are. The day before he appointed him to investigate Donald Trump, Rod the Rat Rosenstein had accompanied Mueller into the Oval Office to be interviewed because Mueller was begging the president to make him director of the FBI. And obviously Rod the Rat wanted that to happen. He walked him in. The president said, no, sorry. Thank you for your interest. And sent him on his way. The next day, Rod the Rat has Mueller investigating the president as a special counsel with basically unlimited powers, unlimited scope, and the scope memo, the instructions empowering, defining what Mueller's powers are. We've never seen it from Rod the Rat Rodenstein, who said he's going to retire, I think, this month. I think he's getting out while the getting's good, huh? And he's making nice. He's, for the moment, standing on the podium there, looking like a deer in the headlights next to Bill Barr, seeming to go along with Bill Barr's very sensible, good leadership of the Attorney General's office. But he's doing, I think, my read on that, Rod the Rat Rodenstein doesn't want to go to jail. So he's trying to kiss ass on his way out with Bill Barr, hoping Bill Barr won't put him on the list of people who are going to be putting on striped suits at Sing Sing. Okay. Let's look at some more. That's the president. He retweets. Now, how does he get all this done? He's reading the Twitter account of Mark Meadows. He's reading Jim Jordan. He's reading Louis Gohmert. He's reading Ronald McDaniel. Here's when he quotes Mark Meadows. Think about this. This is 9 hours ago. We had a president under a constant 2-year investigation for a fabricated collusion conspiracy. And yet, America is still, because of the great, I'm inserting here and rejecting my own comment, because of his great leadership, which is what Meadows is saying, and yet America is still seeing a record economy, a plus 3% growth, a soaring job market, and the lowest unemployment in half a century. By the way, one of those statistics that's proffered is that we have the lowest number of unemployment claims. I think it was something like 160,000 or something since 1969. Well, wait a minute. 1969, we only had 200 million people in the country, and of course it was a lot more Americans lot bigger percentage of Americans back then, 200 million of us back in 1969. Boy, America was great again back then. So the current jobless claims being the same as the number in 1969 doesn't mean it's the lowest since 1969. It means it's way lower on a proportional basis than it's been maybe in a century, maybe ever. Here's another good one. Louis Gohmert's tweet, wonderful. Representative Jim Jordan, retweeted by the president, says Democrats are holding a conference call today to discuss their next moves now that Mueller announced no collusion and no obstruction. And he says, spoiler, they're going to keep focusing on stopping the president, not helping the country. Devin Nunes, retweeted by the president. Devin Nunes writes, Carter Page, Mueller report shows he's Mr. Clean. And then Devin quotes National Review. Now, National Review, remember, National Review were never Trumpers. All of them, including Michael Medved, my old classmate, Palisades High School, graduated in 65 with him. Teammate on the quiz team and the debate team and all of that kind of stuff. Medved was one of the National Review writers who condemned, who damned Donald Trump as the devil incarnate. National Review was dedicated to stopping Trump. But now look at this. What's happened here? They're kind of saying some nice things about Donald Trump now. Could it be that the neocons who run National Review don't want to go out of business? Could it be that they don't want to see their magazine go up in smoke? That's exactly what it will do if they continue to be never Trumpers. This is also, you see another one. Even this guy gets on Fox. What's his name? I met him one time at the 2008 Republican convention. I met, what's his name? This idiot who's always acting as a commentator on Republican Party events. Carl Rove, what a dork. And he was a never Trumper, but he's managed to scramble, get himself back up on his feet, straighten his tie, comb his hair. Wait, he doesn't have much hair. And get back on TV, get back in the saddle a little bit. He should have been put out to pasture. He should never have been put back on TV, but what the hell? So he'll pretend to support Donald Trump. National Review says, again, pretending themselves to support Donald Trump. Carter Page, they say, how many political players could survive such colonoscopic? Boy, this is an adjective, a new one for me. Colonoscopic. I think that's where the accent would have to go in that adjective. Colonoscopic scrutiny. And Carter Page has survived the colonoscopy. So is Donald Trump. Could you or I? Not many people could. Devin Nunes quotes Victor Davis Hanson, a Patriot professor, I think retired, who says the Mueller probe could backfire on those who fabricated the Russia collusion narrative. Yeah, could, yeah, will, is. Yeah, it could, all right. Devin Nunes, and the humor is getting good. Devin Nunes quotes Byron Nork. For some Democrats, breaking up with the dossier is hard to do. And here's a picture of a glum-looking Eric Swalwell of Castro Valley, California, which is I haven't checked in a long time, but Castro Valley has to be basically an entire illegal immigrant congressional district. Kind of explains the antics of Eric Swalwell, who's otherwise looks like a white guy. And then Adam Schiff, his district is also in California. I'm forgetting where Adam Schiff's district is. Is it Burbank? I think it's, is it Burbank? Which is, you know, movie lots. That kind of goes a long ways to explaining Adam Schiff. The movie industry being so utterly left-wing. Well, you know, this is a, here's a great one. Tom Pitton, retweeted by the president. This is like a party going on here. Tom Pitton says, coup update. Who needs to be investigated in Spygate and other abuses targeting Donald Trump? And then Tom Pitton provides a partial list. Who does he list as the people? These are the SOBs. These are the criminals. These are the people who should go to prison. Let's see who Tom Pitton puts on his partial list. Let me see if he gets... See, Rosenstein managed to stay off the list by kissing up, by pretending, see? So he stayed off of Tom Pitton's target list. But here's Tom Pitton's list. And I love it. I love the way Tom Pitton does it. At the top of the list, Obama. Yeah, Obama. All of this criminality was launched while Obama was in charge, and very much aware of what was going on, according to Peter Strzok and Lisa Page themselves, who said in their Lovebird text messages, Obama wants to know everything we're doing. Biden, number two, thank you, Tom Pitton, for putting the vice president at the time on there. Yes, Biden, come on, drag his sorry ass into this. Susan Rice, good. Hillary Clinton, DNC. John Brennan, yes. James Clapper, yeah. Brennan, CIA director for Obama. Clapper, director of national intelligence for Obama. James Comey, FBI director. Andy McCabe, deputy FBI director. Loretta Lynch, Attorney General for Obama. Lisa Page, top attorney, senior attorney for Andrew McCabe. And Lovebird co-conspirator with Peter Strzok, who was, I believe, an assistant director for counterintelligence in the FBI. Very high position. And then Sally Yates. Nice list. Rod the Rat Rodenstein ought to be on there. He's smart. He got himself off by kissing up at the last second. One of the people who's really embarrassed himself in all of this, remember Watergate, Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward? These two guys made themselves into... they don't deserve any praise at all. But they made themselves into, from the left's point of view, media gods with their Watergate reporting. And coverage of, you know, impeachment and such things. So Bob Woodward is tried to play the Trump dossier fake news thing. He tried to score again. Boy, did he do a belly flop off the high dive. Smack into the water, flat as a pancake. Bob Woodward now exposed as a complete, we all knew he was a phony all along, but now he has outed himself as a complete fake newsman with no integrity whatsoever. Here's Tom Pitton. He's quoting Jeanine Pirro. Let's hear what Tom Pitton quotes. Here he is. Tom Pitton, this is the president retweeting heroes, retweeting Jeanine Pirro, interviewing Hero, Tom Pitton. Let's listen in.
I said in my opening statement tonight, we cannot all just move on. Those that orchestrated the hoax need to be brought to justice. So what's next? Let's ask Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton, who joins me now. All right, Tom, you know, one of the things that concerns me as I look back on all this, and, you know, it's going to take a while to really get to the point where, you know, it is a given. There was nothing there. There was no obstruction. There was no collusion. There was all this was a craziness.
Whoops, I killed my own volume.
The deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, and then Peter Strzok, the head of counterintelligence, or deputy head of counterintelligence. And then, yeah,
we're going to come right back. I've got an amazing tweet from the president.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, folks, we're back, and I'm going to give you the highlight of today's show as something to be happy with here a day after Easter. You are going to love this, folks. You are going to love it. Now, I told you, this is like a party here. This is like an Easter party going on. at the Trump Twitter account. All the bright people, all the best people are in there. 32 tweets, and he's still going strong. I mean, this is amazing. But here's the most amazing tweet of all. I interrupted the tweet of playing the audio of Jeanine Pirro and Tom Fitton. And remember, these Trump tweets are very substantial because they include video segments, recordings, documents, links. This is a news site in itself, the Trump tweet Twitter account. But now, get this. The president retweets. So this is the president putting this up. A picture of Jeanine Pirro and Tom Fitton. And Tom Fitton's tweet, 3 hours ago, he retweets this. President Donald Trump should file a criminal complaint with the Department of Justice over illicit targeting. Let me read that again. That's a beautiful statement from Tom Fitton, a genius who's right, dead on right. But it's not Tom Fitton that's saying it. When Donald Trump is retweeting it, it's Donald Trump saying it. So, folks, consider the president is saying this. I should file a criminal complaint with the Department of Justice over illicit targeting. Bingo! Man, that's Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig at the plate. Kiss that ball goodbye. If Donald Trump files a criminal complaint, whoa, where could that go? Who could he name as defendants? Unbelievable. This would be the greatest legal case in history. And Donald Trump has standing. He is the wronged party. He was severely wronged. Of course, America was wronged. But Donald Trump is a person, and a person can file a criminal complaint. William Barr, as Attorney General, can very impartially, very professionally honor that complaint from the president and pursue it. The greatest case in history. And the fact that the president, this is what I'm giving you here for the cherry on top in today's show, it's the president who's retweeting Tom Fitton, who made that suggestion. Watch for that criminal complaint, boys and girls. And now he's got a team. Look at these people. This is his team now. People like Fitton, Pirro, Nunes, Meadows, Jordan. The Trump team. Freed from the Mueller witch hunt. Trump unleashed. More tomorrow night. See you then.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.